December 20, 2011. It's the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro show, Tuesday, early, here at the Low Grotto, Pleasure Point, west of the Rockies, north of the equator. Brother Matt, how are you?
Good, good. Happy birthday to you.
It's my loop. I've done the loop, the sun loop. Uh-oh.
Jingling.
Bone phone.
Yeah, magical sounds.
Leash getting tugged.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm 54. And
cool. Made it.
I made it this far.
Got some fresh new stompers to step into the new year.
Sent this?
Cool.
Oh, you're talking about what my ma gave
me.
Yeah, my ma gave me two pairs of Converse, Chuck Taylors, but I also got new Settas in the mail.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Other cats were kind of wore out. What else? Oh, she gave me six pairs of socks and a pair of Levi's.
Cool.
So
be styling in 2024.
Yeah, she got me outfitted for the year. I'm trying to think of an outfit when the gigs come in the summer with the Stooges. I'm trying to think of a new outfit.
Mm.
Last week I recorded 9 songs, demos with James Williamson, so maybe some new Stooges songs and for us to play, so maybe a new outfit to go along with that.
Cool. Boiler suit action.
Well, I've done the boiler suit, I've done the t-shirts, I've done the black, so I don't know what's after
next.
That.
Shorts.
No shirt. I did one no shirt gig in New Orleans. I was asked by the man. I guess my t-shirt was a little too orange. We started off the show with John Coltrane with Duke Ellington doing Take the Coltrane and then Fall by Sulaco. I got a whole bunch of birthday songs, so pert near half hour worth.
Get the celebration started.
Yeah, get it rolling.
Put another candle on the birthday cake.
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get it to me, and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Make a wish, dear, and blow out the candles.
Here they go.
Birthday boy, they said, with a lucky winning ball. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
May the force will be with you.
Birthday, birthday, birthday for you. It's hard to believe another year is through.
Slipping through the mists of time, cosmic traveler with mirror eyes, dog peer from between his mother's thighs. Blood slicked and with purple skin, the babe doth emerge from her vagina within, while the mother screams like a witch, like a bitch. Happy birthday!
Stare into the cold light of life. You will see it again. You will see it again.
And what is this cold, odd world? Whose joys I'm so rudely thrust? Gloved hand of the masked man delivers a smack, unkind, unjust.
Father, is that you? Through clouds of the gospel blue. It's a boy, it's a girl, it's a soul, or is it?
Is that you? It's my birthday!
No! I have a secret for your ear and not your eye! The moment you are born, you begin to die!
Crone, be gone!
Away! Fulfill your destiny! Unwind the clock! Happy birthday!
Thou knowest me not! With this sword, I cleave thee into the world. Through the stormy deep, the babe is hurled. Tetragrammaton! Abraxas! Abraxas, I give myself to thee! No! Why this shattered life? Why was I born of woman? Hideous vision, what wouldst thou with me?
Happy birthday!
Weary traveler, who are you?
I'm eternity.
Wilt thou not let me pass on this journey?
If you ask of me this riddle, then Asgard's treasure shall be thine. In the name of Thor, who is your father? Who is your mother? What is the answer? Mortal speak! Happy birthday!
No, can it be? The answer that you seek is, it's me.
You're telling, I just smiled. once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound when we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
So let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get, and though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Stanley,
good
Frank, Skippy, the Dicky, Bush Kangaroo,
Bob,
starts with him. The weather is nice,
you know.
Malachi,
thank you.
Pretty soon it's gonna be my 19th birthday. Guess how drunk I'll be? Pretty fucking shit-faced. I hope everyone can come, or it won't be much fun, though I'll still be pretty fucking shit-faced. Out for dinner and some liquor, we can pound a few cold beers, and we'll all be pretty fucking shit-faced. Next day you might say, shit, why am I naked with that chick? It's 'cause you were pretty fucking shit-faced. Or for some strange reason, you're naked and you're freezing on the lawn 'cause you got too fucking shit-faced. Everyone bring your own booze 'cause I've got none to lose. It's my birthday and I'll be pretty fucking shit-faced.
Bob from Pedro Show, some birthday tunage, I guess, in my honor, playing birthday songs for myself.
So what kind of festivities get lined up later?
You would have picked them.
Yeah.
Brother man. Festivities. Well, birthday edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. I got a birthday chow my ma wants me to do with her. And, yeah, I don't know.
Cool. Wide open.
Yeah. A lot of B-days I've been doing gigs, but not this time. Mm. Radio show gig.
Cool.
I should tell them what we played. I'll tell you listeners. We started off with the Three Stooges doing Happy Birthday, the infamous cake bake scene. Then we heard Birthday Boy by Wild Billy Childish and the Musicians of the British Empire. Very, very formal birthday greeting. Then we heard Darth Vader doing Happy Birthday. Then Jack Black did the birthday song. Then, I almost said birthday. And then NoFX with new Happy Birthday song. And after that, we had Happy Birthday to You by the Arrogant Worms. And then Jimi Hendrix's version of Happy Birthday.
Cool.
Respect to you, Mr. Jimmy. And then Thelonious Monk doing Boo Boo's Birthday. That's take two from Underground. Great album. And then we heard Pretty Fucking Shitface by Happy Dude 37, which is about birthday celebrating. So maybe...
It's in the ballpark.
10:30 in the morning is a little early to get the bourbon going, so maybe tonight. I don't know about Pretty Fucking Shit. And then finally, Birthday Fire by Wakine.
Cool.
And so thank you, all you musicians, songsmiths, performers, for helping me celebrate.
Birthday wishers.
Another... layer of rust. No, it's happening. God, for so many years I never told people. You got something planned coming up.
Yeah, I'm kind of stoked. I just booked a New Year's. I'm going to be down at the Optimum Health Institute in San Diego, someplace I've been wanting to trip out for a while since I was in Amazon. They told me to go there. And, just go get healthy, like a healthy vacation. So that'd be a cool way to start the new year off.
Yeah. How long? A week?
1 week, yeah. Yeah, they got like a 3-week program, but I just got a time for 1 week.
It ain't like that beat down thing in Arizona.
No, a little different.
What was that, like a sweat lodge or something?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Whoops.
Right, or something.
Yeah, someone a little too far.
A little too healthy. No.
It's a fine line.
That was, I think, yeah. It seemed like some kind of boot camp. What's this entail?
The thing I'm going to is like a raw food yoga type of exercise type of a... Just reprogram and get some healthy habits because I've got lots of unhealthy habits. So, feeling funky for a while, so just blow out all the crap and start fresh.
And,
Lori turned me on to it, too. Right. Yeah, she's been down there a couple of times.
How did you find out about the pad?
Yeah, so they told me about it in the Amazon. Hamilton told me about it down there.
Too. Okay.
Yeah, he goes like every year, I think, for 3 weeks. So that was what originally planted the seed. And it's just been, I know several people have gone. Everyone says really, really awesome and intense.
Yeah.
And you come back feeling like a whole new person. So that'll be kind of a unique feeling.
Yeah.
Kind of tired of how the old person's feeling.
Reminds me of the Hollywood stuff where they did. I think they were in the old days in Malibu and stuff.
Yeah, it seemed like it probably some kind of offshoot or something like that.
But I think those were like dry out trips.
Yeah, I think it's some form of detox.
Looking
at some kind of mega detox trip.
Yeah, there was an old kind of formal word for that, a euphemism. I can't think of it now. that agents would say. Next month, also coincide with your health trip. What's the name of the pad?
Optimum Health Institute.
Optimum
Yeah, there's
Health.
One in San Diego, one in Austin.
San Diego's closer.
Yeah.
Okay. And Austin, wow. That's great. But in January, two coming is Spielgusher out.
All right.
Yeah. So let's play a tune from that.
Cool.
Starting this week, everything will begin with S. Dirt will begin with S. Radishes will begin with S. Destiny, prosthetics, and flotation will all begin with S. Big Walnuts Yonder will begin with S. Days Darker Than Your Nights will begin with S. High as a Kite, Bold as a Beast will begin with S. Walled City Fresh Packs will begin with S. Come, Go, Cease, Desist, Tumid Bodies Implode will begin with S. The Fatal Jackal Up on the Moon will begin with S. Hop, Pop, Pop, Bebop will begin with S. In a God of the Vita will begin with S. The 19th through 23rd Featherweight Champs will begin with S. Westward Ho, The Beeswax will begin with S. Shit will still begin with S.
Muse you hapless upon the endless corridors of office hallways, with rough-hewn cubicles that loom real, yet but a touch betrays them, as spat-out greasy wax, melting and squishing to the hand. Bathed are their faux-paneled walls and plasticine doorknobs in a buttery orange light discernibly emanating from nowhere. A faint, fleshless malaise sets in as the floors soften powerfully. Scaly walls under heaving ceilings breathe and rasp as they wake. A dank room at the end of a swiftly dimming hallway recedes, like an intestine extending by paroxysms that swallow, drawing us deeper into the belly of this discorporation. A choking, cloying warmth, stifling and muffling our every gasp. Despite our collective efforts, millions of us are alone, valiantly clawing uphill against slippery rote didacticism that hammers our faces with planetary mallets of freezing shit. While bold examples of sheep mindlessly eat themselves. Golden ladders, mirages, and dangled bonuses tease our grasping will away from Mother Sea, air, and trees, refocusing us, training us to lovingly accept the prod, to swallow on command. 5 of 7. 5 of 7. 5 of 7 is the absolute structure by which we are wedged as common tools under that door to anything better. What security is that which too often is callously pulled from beneath our struggle and then tauntingly swaddles the toadies and vapid shoe lickers of less resource? What is this dream? A vast galactic unwaking one, seemingly, for that TV is never turned off. With waxy, vaporous coins, muckers from the next stall by every toy yelled at them, jonesing for a doable one-upsmanship. Everywhere at once, gooey doors slam shut upon any release. What exit or escape have we but for tiled pockets of porcelain in which to piss? Philip Seymour Hoffman wore a canvas WW1, World War I, chin strap kind of helmet that barely covered the twin points on his brow. He told me I could go in now.
Right.
for Pedro Show. Yeah, something from brand new Spielgusher record that's, well, ain't but new yet. It's forthcoming. A little less than a month now. On Clench Ranch label.
After almost 7 years, you said, in the waiting.
Well, as far back as Richard Meltzer's poems go, he recorded those in 2004. And then in May, 3 days in May in Tokyo of 2008, me, Miss Jimmy, Miss Yuko, we did the music. And then he spent much time, Miss Jimmy, editing and getting all the jams down and then going according to my choices, which poems should go with what. And it was a lot of work.
This 63 cuts, you said?
Yeah.
Wow.
Three of them are Richard by himself. Wow, there's some sounds.
Tough gong.
And then 15 instrumentals. And the rest, both the poem and music together. It's 63 total. So, yeah, quite a lot of work. And no wine before it's time, though. And I'm really into it. It's quite a singular thing. And what made me even happier was when Richard heard it, he told me he was way into it.
Righteous.
He thought it was kind of brutal poems. And he said that when we brought the music to it, it made it more friendly.
Huh.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, can't wait to hear it.
And then we heard another poet, Chris Kroger, doing the Hoffman Capote Devils Me with Wax and Shackles. He's out of Austin. So maybe I should tell
him
about
there.
Hoffman. And then we heard L'Enfance Rouge, I think that's Red Childhood in Francais, with Barrio Chino. And the drummer man there is Jacopo from Sigodi. I think they're, Sigodi is finishing up some songs for a new album, fourth album, I think. But Barrio L'Enfance Rouge, Barrio Chino, the Chinese neighborhood. They're going to be touring some in Europe. So good luck, safe season there. And I think in Sigodi he plays guitar, but I think he's drummer man in this band.
Mm.
And then finally we heard something live from a very early television called O Mi Amore. Mm. Not the Dean Martin. I guess that was just Amore.
So Sigourney was...
I am the moon in the sky like the big pizza pie. You know, his real name was Martino.
Yeah.
Yeah, he changed it.
Yeah, he was from a place in Missouri.
Is that right?
The town of Missouri, yeah. Because my family came from that same town when they were passing through.
Wow.
I forget his rest of his name, but that's a little tidbit.
That's a tidbit. That's a very interesting tidbit. Who would have thought it? I thought he was from Ohio. Anyway, that's a trip. I think Richard Hell was in the band when they did this. Cool. But it might have been Fred Smith. I don't know.
The other dudes, they're the dudes that cooked the killer chow at the jams, huh? The guys before?
That's right. It was in... God, it was just... It's in Tuscany. I can't think of it now. But we're at the end of the first hour on my birthday, December 20, 2011. Edition of Lot from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. December 20, 2011. It's the second hour of the Lot from Pedro Show.
Across the field and through the dad. It ain't like I'm trying to brag. It's just something you ain't had. When you're drinking, you ain't thinking. Now you feel the room spinning as your head starts sinking. Aw, shit, you took another hit. And now you're gonna get all fucked up to lose it. One hit, and then you should've quit. Cause now you're gonna get all fucked up to lose it. Cause it's a one-hit wonder. One hit. Yeah, it's the one-hit wonder. Just one hit. Boys from Suffercore, they even put it in a song. My shit is too strong, and it lasts way too long. Either from a joint or bong. So next time don't act so tough, cause one hit is enough. When you fuck the good stuff, so don't try to call my bluff. There ain't no way you're gonna win when you see the porcelain bowing down and hit again. When your head starts to spin, you wonder when it's gonna end. Shit, you took another hit, and now you're gonna get all fucked up and lose it. One hit, and then you should've quit, cause now you're gonna get all fucked up and lose it. Cause it's the one hit wonder. One hit. Yeah, it's the one hit wonder. Just one hit.
Tell where a tweaker lives by how many unfinished yard projects are going on in front of their mobile home.
My friends, they call me Tweaky Pete. I'm a Drano inhaling meth head freak. I'm spastic, my sweat smells like burning plastic. That is why they call me Tweaky Pete. If you have some gum, could I have a piece? To occupy my always grinding teeth. And the worst you ever saw, I can't control my jaw. That is why they call me Tweaky Pete. Got a girlfriend, her name is Beth. She's the one that got me hooked on meth. We bump, we hump, we bump and hump until we're out of breath. Completely messed up on crystal meth. Since
since I started tweaking, I've lost weight. Messing up my metabolic rate. If I stop tweaking now, I'll walk like a cow. So chop me another line before it's too late. Tweaking and you know it, grind your jaw. If you're tweaking and you know it, grind your jaw. If you're tweaking and you know it, your jaw will always show it. If you're tweaking and you know it, grind your jaw.
Yes, my
friends, they call me Tweaky Pete. I'm a Drano inhaling method freak. I'm leaner, I'm meaner. I just took apart the vacuum cleaner. That is why they call me Tweaky Pete.
Las gambas en las que caí.
Watford Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with Jingle Bells, because it's that kind of time.
Tis the season.
Next week, or less than a week now. I guess I'm kind of a Christmas boy. Xmas boy a little bit.
Get into it, getting shopping handled.
Oh my, yeah. the tomes. Sorry for the choke out. The tomes have been chosen and procured for the enlightenment. Am I familiar? Anyway, that's Paul Damien Hogan III with his version of Jingle Bells and for a little Christmassy trip here in SoCal. We got the sun out bright.
Yeah,
the night's been a little cool for here.
Pretty bitchin' day today.
Yeah. Then we heard One Hit Wonder by Itis, and then Tweaky Pete by Paige the Village Idiot. And after that we had John Wayne Bro Would Like to Be in Your Student Film by John Wayne Bro. And finally, Gang by Los Knutson.
Optimum health.
Choke out. Brother Matt. That moistureless love grotto. yeah, I guess, at least the time of my year, it's good to reflect on, oh wow, yes, a moisture, on what happened this last year. And I guess the big standout of my last year here, the past 365 days has been every one of them crippled with the knee thing.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to look back on 53rd year. It was a crippler.
But no more stovepipes, so there's some improvement.
No brace. I did wear the brace Sunday night. I went to the Unsilent Night there in Santa Monica. Mr. Paul Klein's piece. He composed it for four different recordings. And so randomly you got your thing, one of the four, and then everybody's got boombox, and we walked around by the beach there near the pier. And actually, it wasn't a walk around. It was like kind of foot race. They were jamming it. At some points, I was, big-time caboose boy. I had to lean on Talia. Talia went, and I had to kind of use her for a sue for a crutch because, there was sand and uneven ground and just having a jam to keep up. And, like, I wanted to hear, my component with the other components. If you're just caboose boy, you're only hearing your own component. They went through the mall there by the promenade. Of course, all that canned crap bogarted on us. Some dudes had phones. They were putting through their leash the goddamn piece.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't too... not bad. But it was cool. I wish it would have been a little slower. But maybe that's because I'm all cold. Yeah,
keep up.
I'm all gimped out, man. Well, but I lucked out. There were some traffic lights where they had to hold up for a moment, And then I remember towards the end, that pedestrian thing over PCH, those stairs going down on the
ocean
side are pretty steep.
And yeah, way.
Down is much harder when you got a bad knee than up, man. It was a peligro. But I didn't tumble, and thank to tell you, because I don't know how I would have done it without. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no way I would have been. There were some other parts, too, like at the pier where the sidewalk was real narrow and motherfuckers coming towards us wouldn't give way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I had to just stop and be still and let them go around me. She was going, well, you have the right. And I said, look, the reality is I have the most to lose here. I'm going to go. Down goes Frazier. If I get even a little kid rocks me, So I'd rather just, you know, whatever, see the thing. The curb was really high.
Yeah,
like
that's
a
big
foot.
Big
you know,
old
I'm talking
yeah.
about that place.
Yeah.
It was really narrow, kind of a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and like the rest of the group was kind of oblivious. They just like jammed off on their little thing. But I didn't want people to feel all sorry and shit for me, so I didn't say anything. Like, hold up!
Wait for me.
I was cussing under my breath, but not to at them, not to them.
So how's Talia doing?
Good.
Cool. She's singing?
Good. I mean, she was jamming on this and holding up a fucking cripple. So she had some sickness for a while, but she kicked it. Gone. All healthy, no clogged up face and shit like that.
Yeah, it's our target a few months ago, but I haven't seen her too much.
She was at the Stooges gig. Huh. Her and her buddy Sarah went. Yeah, which is cool because she never got to see me play with them. So it was at the Palladium. Jerry and his wife, too. Second man drummer. Who else? Henry Mitchell. Eva. Yeah, there were some Pedro people there. Skipper Jeff, right? He was saying last week. He was there.
I was in the parking lot.
You were in the parking lot.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was fucked. Because you had tickets for the September one.
Yeah, they said I had tickets for that one too, but then I didn't.
It was a taunt.
Yeah. It was a fucking two-hour drive.
Brother Matt does not deserve a taunt, you fucking pecker people with the tickets. What we deserve, though, is another round of the spin cycle.
Strapped to a C4 large boys. notice the game of baseball. The players are taking a field and we're set to witness an event which will make it even the oldest men rise in attention. Oh, yeah, this one's going to be a banger. First batter steps into the box. Oh, this guy's deadly. All hot dog and no bun. And folks, that guy's got a handful of nuts. The pitcher spits in his hand and gets ready to deliver the first ball of the game. Onlookers marvel as he lets it loose.
Yeah!
eat a hot dog with you, baby. I'd like to hang out on the corner with you. I'd like to go to the top of the Empire State Building. Anything that you want. Anything that you want, baby. So long as we're together.
birthday edition.
Thank you very much, Brother Matt.
Cool.
What was impetus, inspiration, motivation?
A big attempted chatter dodge. Holiday edition, global aspects. Wanted to salute the Snore Brothers.
What I thought, that baseball one was a snore.
Yeah, yeah. They sneak in that little dead spot, but it's very Florida cool. Jazz. Very cool stuff.
Although one of them now lives in Indiana, in Indianapolis.
Oh, long distance action.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he flies in for gigs or something.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, yeah. The Snore Brothers. Let's see, we've got, had some people leave the building this week. Christopher Hitchens, Vaclav Havel, Kim Jong-il.
Whoa.
Yeah. People were doing the get out of Dodge.
Yeah, get out for the holidays.
Life ride.
I'm done.
Oh, yeah, Paul Motion died, too. He passed away. His last album was with Petra. Yeah. Some jazz standards and stuff. She's a good friend of his. Soon, we're going to be doing the opera for Charlie Plimel's Planet Chernobyl.
Oh, wow.
As Pelican Man.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm distilling the libretto right now into chunks. It's very Econo, just violin, bass, voice.
Bitchin'.
Yeah.
Nice.
So... it's a trippy little endeavor for us.
That'll be cool getting to work with her again.
Yeah. Actually, I saw her. I went and got her because James Williamson had her play some violin and do some singing to her.
Oh, nice.
Maybe on those demos. I know Coffee Brown from Sisters in the Pit was on one of the tunes,
cool.
I think, up in the Bay Area. He had Larry, the cat who'd been replacing Rock Action on these gigs the last 6 months, do the drums for it at the Fantasy Studio up there. And then he came down to West Hollywood, and I went up. He wanted a P-bass, so I found a Mexican P-bass with the jazz neck. And I put some Dave Allen pickups in. And he liked the sound. Yeah, he had me play really trebly. But I went and prepared, you know. I think he was into that, where he didn't have to teach me the tunes and stuff.
Cool. Did you?
He had some ideas about stuff, especially scissor, not the Chinese jazz. There was one tune that was difficult for me. Maybe I'll try to come up with some other stuff, fly it out to him via the internet. But he wrote a tune for Ronnie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He wanted a kind of Civil War dirge, but, you know, this was after. So I'm going to rethink that one. Speaking of which, stuff I can't wait for, my book. I just got the mock-up, the final mock-up of it, and it's coming out in March on Three Rooms Press. It's the pictures from the
exhibit?
Yeah.
Cool.
In Santa Monica last year. And plus some excerpts the editor chose from my poems and tour diaries. And put little things in there to go with the pictures, kind of. Pictures are all Pedro.
Cool.
Of course.
Very cool. Yeah, it's such a classic collection. It's bitching to put it together.
Like, yeah, what do they call those? Catalogs? In a way, when there's an art show, they have like a catalog of the stuff. In a way, this is like that catalog. Uh-huh. And mixed in with, ravings, whatever, rantings, little things. I didn't want to be that close to be all self-conscious picking what spiel I wanted to, so that's why I agreed to the editor, Peter, to go for it.
Mm.
He chose some trippy ones.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it'll be like coffee table style?
Yeah, it's like, well, people can't see
pretty
big. My hands, but maybe a foot.
Uh-huh.
By bigger than a notebook paper.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
A little bit bigger. Yeah. The cover's got me from one of my polar bear
Oh, cool.
So like South Park trip.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you going to be home for Polar Bearing this year again?
I am. I'm going to go to Memphis in January 11 to 15 to do an album with Herman Green.
Oh, cool.
Cat, 81 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, smart man, yeah.
Man. And a drummer man named Terry, who's playing with some cats from that town.
Uh-huh.
Very, not to get all like, all boast, badge buffing and boasting, but wow. And then the guy putting it all together, Willie Waldman, trumpet man from Banyan.
Yeah.
And joining us, too, from Pacifico, brother Steve McKay.
Oh, cool.
Tenor sax.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's just three horns, bass, and a drum.
Cool.
Different kind of setup for me. Interesting.
Yeah, that'll be
and
neat.
And I've never recorded in Memphis before, so.
Yes.
And at
where the heart meets the soul. Where the heart meets the soul.
Yeah,
Memphis.
That's right. At the same time, I'm going to do a gig for my doctor friend a few months ago, lost, Doug Rocket, a great, great guy. God, I was right when we did these two Stooges San Francisco gigs a couple weeks ago. Usually I stay with friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this time I stayed at the Tell where the rest of the guys were, and it's on Knob Hill, and right near it is the Mason Hall. And that's where Doug got his doctor thing, his diploma, and his pop had just passed away, so I kind of went in his place.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the same pad. Have you ever seen this thing?
Uh-uh.
California Street. Yeah. Knob Hill... first cable cars in the world. No one wanted to build up there. It was too hard. The hoofs. Man, they were in some tense hoofs for me.
Uh-huh.
Chinatown's right next door, so I went, checked out all that, all the non-tourist bars and the markets and
mm-hmm.
the herbs. And then on the other side of that is North Beach. Checked out City Lights and Vesuvio specs. North Beach, too, is the Italiano part, so mm-hmm. the Molinari. I had You would not
ketchup.
Believe the sandwich I had. The mozzarella was like, well, the consistency wasn't that rubber stuff.
Yeah.
It was like Philadelphia cream cheese.
They pull it
so
out of the
fresh.
Water. Buffalo mozzarella in the water.
Man, with salami and you know the bread they baked right there. I went to Cafe Trias, you know, all those things, but. Broadway's like the kind of street, huh? So going down it, I had memories. Seeing the Big Al sign. And wow. This is where all the punk was in the San Francisco in the old days. And hobbled up there to what used to be Mabuhay Gardens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's, I think it's called Recess Club or something now. And God, they named the alley Dirk Dirksen. You know, he was the impresario to introduce you, and he was a trip. He's a great guy. And those are the first Minuteman gigs ever out of town. And maybe 31 years ago, come January. And that alley, that used to have the strongest piss smell. Because it didn't go through, you know, and everybody unloaded their equipment, loaded up. So, you know, every band pissed there. It used to be all bricks and stuff, and a kind of, like a Pedro Alley road that was all crude.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if you had like a cold or congestion, man, that would blow that shit right out. That ammonia smell, that piss was so. Well, they had paved the thing, and the brick had a facade, so you didn't smell any of that anywhere. It was tripping me out. You know, it was all kind of. It was during the daytime, so kind of ghost town. The Stone across the street where we played with Public Image, and did that infamous tour thing with the Hooskers and Me Puppets.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Showgirls now. Because that's that area was. It was mainly strip clubs. Pinocchio's was there. Caradota's place. Anyway, I kind of had a little stroll
down flashbacks.
The lane. I couldn't look through the windows or anything. But I remember all of it. Ness was the owner, man. It was a Filipino supper club. And yeah, it was a trip. I did a lot of hobbling up and around that place. SF MoMA, you know, I went by there on the way to Kenny and Lisa's. And there was one of Raymond's works in the window. So there was an exhibition, and sure enough, there's one of his things.
Oh, cool.
I go in there, it was free Tuesdays. I think the first Tuesdays are free, by the way. People go there. And here's a painting of Raymond's. It's got two hearts, and it says, they're all full of paint now. It's called The Air We Breathe, the exhibition. Also, the Asian Art Museum had some an exhibition on Maharajas.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's a neat trip besides the Warfield gigs were really happening. Mm. And, by the way, Ig's in good shape. He was leaping and twirling, and so that broken foot thing's way
fast.
Oh, we're at the end of the second hour of the Juan from Pedro show. Hang tight. It's the birthday, 54 Watt birthday edition, December 20, 2011. Hang tight for hour three. December 20th, 2011. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Bob from Pedro Show. Start off the third hour with Norma Jean
by Jesse Texas,
which is a nom de plume for Mr. Chuck Treese in Philadelphia. He played everything there. And both amazing skater and musician. Do you remember when we did the thing for Fuse TV on 13th Street?
Oh, right, 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 yeah.
And
Ray
Barbie on the guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
Skater. Chuck Treese on the drums.
Okay, yeah,
both,
yeah.
Both cats.
Skater dudes.
Are, yeah, skater musicians. And incredible. There's Tony G, too, up in SF, Barrow. Quite a few of those cats who can both do it with wheels and a plank.
Shred in different genres.
With their medias. And with their mouth. Yeah. Then we heard Tulala from Boris, followed by Valley Ghost Train by Kings of Lower Town, and finally Indian Prayer by Biblical Proof of UFOs. I think those are cats from the Midwest, maybe Ohio or something, that moved out to SoCal. Bob Lee knows them.
Biblical proof.
kind of hard to say. In fact, I've been saying a lot of windbags, so why don't we get on to some more music?
Let it ride.
Now I've got that out of my system, let me inform you, the listener, of a matter that the artists on this recording feel is of the utmost importance. As you may or may not be aware, some of the media, disgruntled ex-members of the band, and habitual myopics, have stated that anarchists would write music of an unsavory nature. For instance, it has been reported that this next little ditty regards the sexual practices of dysmorphophilia and the love that shall not be named. Let me assure each and every one of you that this is a malevolent fabrication. The following piece is no more than the desperate tale of Stumpy the Dolphin, so named after the horrible boating accident that cost the poor waterborne mammal one of his flippers, leading to a life spent swimming round in circles.
Live from Pedro Show. You just heard Bring Me Coffee or Tea from Can. Who was I talking to? Opening up the Stooges gigs was Le Bercherettes, and they had Omar on bass. Rodriguez Lopez. And we were explaining to somebody Can. They never heard of Can before. Well, my memory. I remember us talking, and I couldn't believe it. Because I thought everyone knows Can. Damn, it was somewhere at the Warfield. They were really good. Respected them. They're different now. Yeah. They had a lady on drums. Before that, we had Stump Fucker by Situationist Normal.
Gummy Stumps and Stump Fuckers.
Well, not Gummy
tour.
Stumps yet. Okay. Before
there's a tour.
Before we heard the Stump Fucker tune, we heard Strength Through Shopping by Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine.
Cool, Jello.
And then started all off was Hightower by Gummy Stumps. Glasgow Zone.
Yeah, Gummy Stumps and Stump Fucker.
So, yeah, a little stumpage was in the, kind of the theme.
Of that you don't get that theme segment. Much.
We don't get that theme so much. Man, I'm trying to think who we were trying to explain that to, this band. Because actually, I got to see the singer man, the second singer man from Can, his name's Damo Suzuki. He still tours around. In fact, he tours with no band. He just picks up
kind of like
cats.
Chuck Berry style?
Yeah, except they just jammed to his voice. Yeah. Chuck Berry's got the catalog that everybody's expected to know, you know, in B-flat and E-flat. But Damo is just on the fly making it up, and then they follow him. And I saw in Australia Omar part of one of these bands, these pickup bands. And, yeah, amazing, amazing cat. I think he lives in Cologne, his family. I don't think he's allowed to tour here, though. Land of the Free won't let him in. It's a visa problem. But anybody else who's got a chance to see Damo Suzuki, wow. And so, man, I can see the picture now. We're standing on the stage and talking about this, but I can't remember who. I know it wasn't just to hear our own voice. Sometimes it trips you out. I mean, it might be with that way with me, too. I remember learning about Serge Gainsbourg pretty late on, in my 40s or something. And now looking back, it's like, how could I not have known about this guy? I did hear that song. I didn't know who did it, but J'aime or whatever.
Yeah, just so much stuff to know.
There is. And stuff you
cool
think that
just
is just
rediscovering or discovering
fundamental
for the
and
first
foundation
time.
Stuff. Actually, no. People can live their life without learning that. Still make music. Yeah. Somebody said to me once, the only thing new is you finding out about it.
Yep.
Here's some more music. Thank you.
standing over in his pride. Got to grin, the trophy and the ride. Spring of 1972 came early for his pride. And for 16 years, he's been certain to collide. Shops his temple for sacred bits of fire, with the smell of sawdust, cigarettes and grease. Wheel spinning on the only thing too long my boys could ask for, and they hoped it would never end.
places that a human form. Nothing I see there isn't a form.
Plastic, cool, no, it's good.
Watt for Pedro show. The last music chunk for our edition, birthday edition. Start off with a French band named Stanley Kubi and Fortune and Condition in E flat. Then we heard, it sounds like a French band, but R. Mutt, that's the Mr. Duchamp signed his ready main, that pisser.
Oh, yeah.
They just found the Kaiser's pisser in some shipwreck.
Oh, yeah?
The last Kaiser German. Wilhelm or something. And a tune called Spin Out. And then we heard something live from Home and Garden, Heart of Darkness, old Per Ubu song. A lot of the Per Ubu members had a reunion back in August. Did that. And then we heard Too Animalistic from Vom. That's Richard Meltzer singing for a punk band in the 70s. Nicole Penner, our guest last week, right, put out that single. I'm in love with your mom.
Uh-huh.
I remember. And then we heard Yo Rue by Ear Diorama Ear. That's a name. Ear Diorama Ear. Okay. And finally, we heard Sweet 17 by Dirty Beaches because, it's my B-Day, and why not get all sentimental and think it's, you're Sweet 17. I guess it's Sweet 16. Sure ain't Sweet 54. What's 54? That's closer to 57 flavors. No, what was the thing? The
Heinz 57.
Yeah, Heinz 57. It's closer to that, but... Brother Matt, I want to thank you so much for helping me celebrate my...
Cool, happy birthday.
Lap around the sun via some radio show spielage.
Cool.
And music playing and your spin cyclage and intense observations. And since we're going to... next show will be after the Xmas, so I guess we... Wish everybody Xmas in the
happy holidays.
The days are coming up with the Hanukkah with the candles and the Kwanzaa's coming. When's that? That's a few days after.
Yeah,
too.
I think so.
So maybe we'll make in time for Kwanzaa, so we'll have some Kwanzaa tunes out for you and whatever Yule log and Mithras. I guess if you're Roman enough.
Fruitcake.
Camber toss, fruitcake toss, stuff like that. Just toss, seed toss. Yes. you're only first day of 54 once in your life, so it's kind of special. I'm going to go do a chow now for my ma. She's
nice.
Mandatory for me.
Very good.
But it's happening. I'm her firstborn. So, thank you.
Cool.
Very
cool.
much. And all you people out there, it's been the December 20th. 2011, not 1957, almost. Edition of the Watt from Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.